is Daf Nun Beis. So we got four lines down. The Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama Hari Amru. It says, Shavas Yeshal Dal Amos. What that means is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says four lines down from the top, Shavas Shekona Shvisa Biraglav. A person walks to his place he wants to step in Erev Tchum, so he's Me'ar Biraglav. Yeshal Dal Amos L'Knias Beis Bias Levad Me'apayim L'chol Ruach. So he has an additional four Amos. It's really 2,000 Amos plus four Amos. So he gets an extra four Amos beyond the Alpayim Amos. That's the din of a person's Me'ariv Biraglav. The Gemara wants to know, however, Hanosein as Eruve Yeshal Dal Amos Olo. If a person, however, sends a Suda with a Shliach, and the Shliach establishes the Alpayim Amos for him, does he get Dal Amos in that instance, or does he not? And the Gemara says, Amar Rava Tashma, Lo amru ma'arvin bepas ela lahakel al ha'ashir shel yetze ver'av biraglav. So the only reason why we allowed one to use bread, according to the Chachamim, was as a leniency. So the usher doesn't need to schlep all the way out there. He could send a messenger, send his kid, send a friend, someone to go. So it's a kula in terms of him sending out the pas, the suda, to set up the erev. Now the Gemara says, v'amrit, if you're going to say ein lo, if the person who's ma'ariv bipas doesn't get the additional daud amos on top of the apayim ama, again, e amris ein lo, he doesn't get the daud amos, hi lahakel, lahachmahu, that's a chumra, meaning if I go ma'ariv miraglav, I get 2,000 amos plus 4. But if I'm ma'ariv bipas, I only get 2,000 amos, period. I don't get the extra 4. So it's not really a kula, it's actually a chumra. I'm losing an extra 4 amos when I send the shliach bipas. So the Gemara says, Afil Hachi, even though when I send Bipas, I might be losing those extra Dal Amos, in the end of the day, Nichli, it's still cooler in that Kihecha Delo Nichach Venepik. I actually rather send the guy to Schlep the 2,000 Amos and lose the additional 4 Amos than me having to walk over there. What am I getting? 4 Amos? So the question is, I'm getting 4 Amos, but I got to walk on my own, or I'd rather send the guy and lose the 4 Amos. So it's actually, overall, it's considered a Kula. So even though the Gemara sounds like in the end of the day, when a person's ma'ariv bepas, he doesn't get those additional daud amos, the Rush does quote from the Rambam that even if a person is ma'ariv bepas, he does get those daud amos. It's based on the sugya we had earlier in the Masechta, which seemed to have indicated that there is daud amos even after being ma'ariv bepas. The new Mishnah begins now. Mishayatza, we saw this Gemara, this Mishnah quoted in yesterday's Gemara. Mishayatza leilech be'ir. Shem Arvin Bo, a person goes out of his city to go step an Erev to another city. And on the Derech, v'chziru chaver, his friend says, you know what, go back home, it's hot out, it's cold out, go back home, no need to schlep. Hu muter leilech v'chol bnei ha'ir asurim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This person who started traveling, but he was stopped in his tracks, was told to get back home, his Erev works, even though he never actually was Ma'ar Baraglav, he was going to be Ma'ar Baraglav, but he was stopped in his tracks, he actually gets the Erev, but the rest of the city does not. So look at Rashi, we saw this yesterday, but look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hu Mutter Leilich, around five narrow lines down, Hu Mutter Leilich, the guy is allowed to walk on Shabbos, the 4,000 Amos, V'yaf al pishlo amar l'kum, even though he didn't say anything. So now, remember, this is already the fourth way to set up an Erev Tchum. The normal way is to Ma'ar Baraglav. The second track we had Ma'ar Bepas with the Shliach. A third way we said was Amira, by saying, I want to be Konish Shvisa over there. Now, there's a fourth way, even without an Amira, even without going to the place and just saying anything, you could still do it, Af al pishlo amar l'kum, even though he didn't say anything. K'dipirashti le'el, like Rashi said on yesterday's daf, since I have a house in the other city, I certainly wasn't okir my das. I certainly had in mind to v'niskaven liknos shvisa b'sof ha'tchum. So we see from this Rashi, very importantly, that you know what establishes a tchum? The real thing is the kavana. Now normally the kavana is going to be, it will be, the gilui kavana will be through a Ma'ar Baraglav or through a pass or through an amira, but this case is enough. Since I've got a house over there and I started walking, that's enough of gilui das that I want to be kona the shvi. So that's really etzem understanding of a tchum. Now there is another pshat we're not going to go through. Rashi Naman Beis has a whole other approach here where the guy actually did say something, but we're going to stick with this Rashi where even when you don't say anything, you still get the tchum because you were not oker daito. And Rashi continues to say, v'have ka'ani ha'om. It's like an ani who says shvisasi b'makom ploni v'kana. I want to be my kona my shvisa over there. The ha'ani who hichzik b'derech, a person who's traveling, he doesn't have a house. He's considered empty-handed. He could do an amira, but this guy has a special way since he has a house in that location. It's understood as kavana is to establish a shvisa even without having to say anything. That's the understanding of divrei Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah quotes shitas Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol shehu yachol ariv v'lo ariv hareza chamer gama. The guy is able to, and he doesn't. He actually doesn't get the ariv. We'll explain the psak in just a second. But what it means here, the guy started walking. The guy told him, his friend said, go back home. So the Reuven, who started walking, he could have went all the way to the Erev Trumah. He decided to turn around, because his Shimon recommended he turn around. So the Maisa, he didn't go set up the Erev with the Biraglev, and therefore he doesn't get that Erev. Now, Remeir says it's not that he doesn't get the Erev, he actually is stuck now. We don't know. We're mistopping what his Kavanah was. Because if his Kavanah, maybe his Kavanah was really to go, and he just listened to his friend, or maybe his friend said, turn around, and he said, you know what, I'm not going to go there tomorrow, and he mamish left. So we don't know, it's a suffix, so he's stuck. Remember what it meant, whenever he said the Mishnah, the Psach Chamer Gamma means he's stuck in both directions. He doesn't get 2,000 Amos in that way, because he may not have had a mind to set B'tchum that way, but maybe he did have in mind, in which case he loses the 2,000 Amos in the opposite direction, so he's stuck within like 1,000 Amos for Shabbos, he's in the case of suffix. That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. So Gemara now says, Maishna Ihu, we saw this in yesterday's Dapol, repeated. Anyways, Maishna Ihu, Maishna Inhu. Why does the individual who started walking, why does he get the Erev Tchum? And how come Inhu, they, how come the city, the Bnei Ir, don't get the Tchum? So Amar Rav Huna, Halcha B'Mayah Skin, what's the case here? Kagon Sheyesh Lo Shnei Batim, this individual, Reuven, has two houses. Ubeinayim, Shnei Tchum Shabbos. And between these two houses was Tchum Shabbos. So Ihu, since he came in the Nafik Leil Orcha, he started to travel, he was Hichzik Baderach, he started walking towards the spot of the Erev Tchum. Havli Ani, he's like an Ani, and therefore we have Kulas for an Ani. Normally the Kul for an Ani is either through Amira, here there's a Kula that even through Machshava it works. However, honey, all the people of the city of Bnei Ir are Ashir Ninu. They're stuck at home. They're wealthy and not there in their house. They have bread. They have other ways to do things. And since they were never Hichzik Baderech, we can't apply any of the Kula. So only he, the individual who started leaving, we could, the Gilei Das was clear. But everybody who was stuck at home, there was no Gilei Das and they don't get a Tchum Shabbos. So Gemara says, Tani Nami Hachi, the Baraisa says the same thing. Misha Yesh Lo Shnei Batim, person who has two houses, Ubeinayim Shnei Tchum Shabbos, and between them are Tchum Shabbos, Kevin Shechzik Baderach, since he started traveling, Kona Erev Divi Rebbe Yehuda. He's Kona the Erev, even though he never made it to the place, but his the Hechzik Baderach, that was enough to establish where he wanted the Erev to be. That's all Rebbe Yehuda, that's consistent with what we just said. Now the Gemara says, Yeser Al Kain, more than that, one step further, is Amar Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda, Afilu Matsu Chaveiro Varmerlo Lin Po Eishamahu Eishinahu Lamachar Mashkim V'Holach. What that means is, even if he finds his friend, just to look at Rashi to add in a little important piece here, Rashi around 10 narrow lines up, Yeser Al Kain, Afilu Lo Hichzik Derech Ela Amar Latzeis. Even if he didn't leave his house yet, he just said, I want to go, said the Erev Tchum, the Chzir Chaver, his friend says, don't even leave the house. What's the point? Varmer Lin Po, stay here for Shabbos. But he articulated he wanted to, but just never started traveling. Even in that case, the Gemara says, back inside, I'll read that one more time, Al Kain, Amar Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, not even if the guy didn't leave the house, but even if he stayed in the house, Afilu Matzel Chaver, the friend found him in the house, Varmer Lo, and the friend says to him, nah, don't go to the Tchum, Lin Po, stay here. Eish Chamahu, it's seen, it's supposed to be cold tomorrow, it's supposed to be hot tomorrow. And Lamacher, still, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, Mashkim V'Holch, you could go up the next day, because the fact that he wanted to, he expressed the interest to set up the Tchum, even though his friend discouraged him, that was enough of a Gilei Das to establish the Tchum. So again, according to the Tana Kama, Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be Hichzik Baderech to allow the Kavanah to work. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, even if you weren't Hichzik Baderech, you simply just articulated him. So the Gemara now quotes Machlokas Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, how to understand this Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rabba. Lomar, Kuyama lo pligi ditzarech. Ki pligi lahachzik. So there are two factors here. One is articulating Lomar to say what your interest is. And number two is Hichzik to start traveling. So according to Rabbah, everybody agrees, Lomar, you have to articulate what you're interested in. If a guy just sits home and doesn't say a thing, and it's not Machzik Baderech, well, that certainly doesn't work to set an Erev Tchum. He didn't say his interest, he wanted to, and nor did he go. So Rabbah says again, I'm a Rabbah, Lomar, to say that you want to set up an Erev Tchum, Kuyama lo pligi ditzarech. You certainly need to articulate that you're interested in setting up the Tchum. He plead you what when they argue is lahachzik. You also need to be machzik baderech. So according to the Tanakh, Rabbi Yehuda, hichzik baderech. You also need to be hichzik baderech in order to establish a tchum. You need lomar plus hichzik baderech. But according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need to actually be hichzik baderech. Even if you're stuck at home and you say, you know what, I want to go, and your friend says just stay here, that lomar was enough to establish an erev tchum. Now it should be clear, this is only true when your friend discourages you. If I say I want to go, and then I said, and I just didn't go. That actually, Gilui Das, I'm not interested. It's only when I'm blocked by my friend. My friend says, or, you know, and the grandfather wants to go, and the son says, or the grandson says, that, you know, Zaidi, it's hot out, it's cold, don't go now. So then, okay, I'll stay in my house now. But if I say, I want to go set up an Eretz Chum, and I just decide not to, that certainly doesn't work. It's only where someone convinced you not to actually walk. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says you need Lomar plus Hichzik. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says all you really need is Lomar, but you don't need Hichzik. That's Rabba's understanding of this machlokus. But comes along Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Lahachzik, the Chuliyama, Lo Pligi the Tzarch. Everybody agrees you do need Hichzik. You need to actually start traveling along the way. The machlokus is Ki Pligi Lomar. You also need to articulate. That's really the machlokus between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara now quotes a statement, Kiman Azla, Hada Amar Ulo. Like, who does Ula follow? Ula is about to say a statement. Who does he hold like? Mi shehichzik baderech. It says someone who's traveling. V'chzir chaver, his friend convinces him to go back home. Harei hu muchzak u muchzar. Muchzar u muchzak. Muchzar means, the Gemara says muchzar means he goes back. Sounds like he doesn't get an Erev. And muchzak sounds like he's a machzik on the Erev. So it sounds like a stira. I muchzar, if he's muchzar, which means he's considered as he went back home and doesn't get the Erev. So lama muchzak. How come we could say he's also muchzak to have the Erev? If he's muchzak on the Erev to walk, you know, extra 2,000 amos, then lama muchzak. Why is he called muchzak as if he doesn't get the Erev? So these two statements, two words are contradictory. So the Gemara says, Halchi kamar. Afa pi she muchzar muchzak. Even though he was encouraged to go back home to be muchzar, he was still muchzak. He still does taka get the Erev Tchum. So who holds this way? It must be kiman ki Rav Yosef v'aliba de Rav Yosef Yehuda. It must be like Rav Yosef that... you hold, look at Rashi. Rashi says five lines up. Rav Yosef Aliba de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Bari Tart of Yosef's understanding of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was you need both elements, both Hichzik and Lomar. Who adin the Rabba Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda elachad minayim nakid. So it could have either been Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda that you need both, or it could have been like the Gemara says Rav Yosef's understanding of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Either way, what's needed here for Ula, you need both to be Lomar to say. And you also need to be muchzuk baderech in order to establish Erev Tchum. So Gemara now says, a maisa once of Yehuda bar ishtata aishile kalkala de peri le Rav Nosson bar Hoshaya. Once Rav Yehuda had brought a basket of fruit to Rav Nosson, kiyava azil, when he was traveling, shavake adenachas darg, he kind of placed it down. It seemed like he was going down a ramp or something. So he placed it on the bottom until he got to the bottom of the ramp and picked up the basket, something along those lines, I think. And Amrle, beis hacha, he says, sit here, be koveir suda here, be koveir dira here. And Lamachar called them Vazel, and tomorrow we could go travel. So the Gemara says, come on, who does he hold like? Rav Yosef, Valiba de Rav Yosef Yehuda. He must hold like Rav Yosef Yehuda. He need two things. He was Hichzik by Derech, he started traveling. And Yosef said he wanted to travel. So those two elements is what establishes a Suda, a Tchum. And the Gemara says, lo, Karaba, Valiba de Rav Yehuda. No, must be, it could be like Rabba, meaning either one. They both hold, he needs Shnei Devarim. So it could be either one of those two understandings of the machlokas, and that's what he was holding like. Either way, you need two of these elements. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Shiyachol La'ariv. We had said on the Mishnah that anybody who is able to set up an Erev, yet he does not set up the Erev, he is stuck in that Chamar Gamal. He loses the extra Amos to the west, and he loses any of the Amos to the east as well. So Gemara says, Hatanina Chadazimah. We already taught this idea of the Mishnah, that Safek, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omrim, Hareza, Chamer, Gamal. The case, if you remember, the Mishnah was talking about in Daf Lamed Hey, the person had set up an Erev Tchum, and let's say it rolled out outside the Tchum. If that rolled out before Shabbos took place, he loses an Erev. If it only rolled out after Shabbos already set in, so then he gets his Erev. It all depends where the Tchum was on Tchum Shabbos. Or let's say it was burnt. So if it was burnt before Banish Mashos, it's no Erev. If it was burnt after Banish Mashos, it is a good Erev. But let's say you're Mastapik, you don't know whether it rolled out before or after Shabbos. You don't know if it got burnt before or after Shabbos. That was a Safek. And the Mishnah said that Safek is Chamer Gamal. You're stuck. Maybe it's an Erev, so you can't go to the left at all. But maybe it's not an Erev, so you shouldn't get the additional Amos to the right. So you're stuck. So we already taught this concept. So why are we teaching it again here in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, of a Safek is a Chamer Gamal? So Gemara says, Amar of Sheshes, lo tema taima der meir Safek Erev, Safek lo Erev, hu davi Chamer Gamal. Don't say that the only time Rabbi Meir holds at this limbo status of Chamer Gamal is only if there's a suffix whether the Erev was a good Erev or not good Erev. Aval vada Erev, aval, aval, Aval vaday lo eruv lo havei chamer gabo. If it's vaday not a good eruv, maybe you should say there is no chamer gabo, which would mean he gets his full normal 2,000 amos. No, ela afilu vaday lo eruv. Even if it's vaday not a good eruv, havei chamer gabo, he's still stuck. Dahacha vaday lo eruv because havei chamer gabo. This case, Rav Meir holds, the guy was traveling to go set up an eruv, and then he was stopped in his tracks and turned back around. He definitely does not get, it's not a suffix, he definitely does not get an Erev to the east at all. But even though he doesn't get the Erev to the east, in the end of the day, since he was Oker's Das, not going to the west as well, he loses to the west, he loses to the east, not because it's a case of a suffix, because it was never clear his Das, and therefore he's stuck in this these 1,000 Amos, and he can't go beyond that. That's the Chiddush of this particular Mishnah. Fine, the new Mishnah tells us now, it's a quick daf, Mishi Yatza Chutz L'Tchum, Afilu Ama achas lo yikanes. We saw this Mishnah quoted already once before. If a person steps out of the tchum, even one ama, he's stuck. He cannot come back inside the tchum. Now Rashi just points out an important piece here. First long line down in Rashi. Why that line down in Rashi? Rashi is mishi yatzah chutz l'tchum b'mezid umidas willingly against the halacha shelo l'shei mitzvah. It was also not for the purpose of a mitzvah. We know if he was going out l'shei mitzvah, a rofe, if it was a soldier, that's not subject to these dinim. But the guy walked out willingly b'mezid, so he's stuck even one ama outside the tchum. Comes along now Rabbi Eliezer Omer shtaim yikanes shalosh lo yikanes. If he steps out two amos, he's still actually able to come back in, but once he steps out three amos, he's no longer allowed, and that reason is, Rashi points out, because we learned havlas tchumim, that there's an overlap of tchum, so each person, wherever you go, you always have the dal amos around you, in that circle. So if I step out two amos, my personal dal amos overlaps with the tchum, and therefore they bridge the two together so you could go back in. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, ragla achas besocha tchum, ragla achas chutz l'tchum. Let's say, according to the Tanakhama, one foot is outside, one foot is inside. He says, lo yikanes, a person may not go back in. That's considered leaving. That's considered exiting the tchum, and you're stuck outside. What's the basis? They invoke a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says the pasuk, im toshiv mishabes raglecha. It says raglecha. Raglecha is typically your legs, but spelled in the singular, regel. The yud isn't there. It doesn't say raglecha with the yud, without the yud. So it's the ksiv is a regel, even though the kri is a raglayim. So the pasuk says again, im tashuv mishabas raglecha asos chavetzecha. You should not put back one foot. So even if one regel stepped outside, you can't tashuv, you can't put it back in. That's the drasha, the asmachta that he uses. So again, lo yikanes tichsiv im tashuv mishabas raglecha. Raglecha, ksiv, it says, raglecha, it's written as a reglecha, or whatever. So one leg. Tatanya ragla achas, but doesn't the Bryce say, ragla achas besocha tchum, ragla achas chutz tchum yikanes. Another Bryce says, if one foot is outside, one foot is inside, you actually can come back in against this drasha. So Gemara says, hamani, who is that? Achayim, that's the opinion of the Achayim, he, desanya. Achayim omrim lamakom shirubo hu niska. They hold, it's not about the drasha of where the regal is. It depends wherever rove the body is. If one foot is outside, that means most of the body is still within the tchum, and therefore, since most of the body is in the tchum, Achayim felt, you can go back inside. So that's the machlokas between the first opinion here, the shita of Rabbi Chanina, and that of the Acher. So Gemara says, Ikadami, there is another version of this. Am Rabbi Chanina, raglo achas besocha tchum, raglo achas chutz tchum yikanis. This understanding is Rabbi Chanina actually says differently, that if one regel is outside the tchum, you actually can go back inside, because they hold, they read the pasuk differently. They go based on the kri, how it's read, dichsev im tashiv mishavas raglecha, raglecha krinin, as with the yud, it's pronounced as if it's raglaim with two legs there. Only when two legs, when you're totally outside, may you not be shavas, return back in. But if only one regal is outside, you would actually be allowed to. So the Gemara says, v'hatani, but doesn't the Braisa say, lo yikanes? We have a Braisa that clearly says, you may not enter in when one regal is outside. And the Gemara says, hu damar akachayim, the tani lamakum sherubo hiniskar. He felt that Rabbi Chanina passed like the achayim, that it goes based on when rove your body is, not based on a regal achla. So this is, again, a machlokas in the understanding of the Gemara, if it 1 or 2 feet would knock a person out of the tchum. So Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer omer, shtaim yikanes shalosh lo yikanes. 2 amos out, you could still get back into the tchum, but once you're 3 amos outside, you no longer could return to the tchum. So Gemara quotes, v'hatanya, tell me about Braisa, quoting Rabbi Eliezer, saying differently, v'hatanya Rabbi Eliezer, omer achas, yikanes, shtaim lo yikanes, 1 am outside, you may enter in, but 2 amos outside, you can't enter back into the tchum. But our Braisa says, 2 amos in, 2 amos out, you come can be Ikanes. So there's a machlokes whether two amos out you can be Ikanes or not. So Gemara says Lokasha, had the akar chada v'kama tarte, had the akar tarte v'kama tlas. One is where you left one and you're standing in two. One is where you left two and you're standing in three. What does that mean? We'll look at the Rashi. We'll go back inside the Gemara in a second. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says four wide lines down towards the beginning of the line. Masnisin the akar chada. Where our Mishnah said when you're standing on the second ama, you can go back in. Is the akar chada shiyotza mina achas v'omri b'shnia. You left one ama, but now you're standing on the second ama, the second box, if you will. You're in the second box, so you'll have to go back in. V'hachi kamar. Im b'shtayim omed, if you're standing on the second ama outside the, imagine if you have like a little cube, so four cubes. So there's one cube, two cube, three four cube, and four cube. So you're standing on the second ama right now, the second box, the second tile. So if you're standing on the second tile, that's the shayim, you could be kanish, go back inside. But the Braisa, the Katani Shayim Lo Yichanis, when the Braisa says, when you're on the two Amos, you can't go back in, that means, Sheyotza Mikosham, you left the second tile, you're two Amos out, and you're currently standing on the third tile, the third Amma, that's where you can't go back in. So it's not a stira, it's just a different perspective of how you define the second Amma. Does the second Amma mean you're standing on the second Amma, or does it mean you've left already the second Amma? If you look back inside the Gemara, Gemara again says, Lo Yikasha, one is where you left the first Amma and you're standing on the second Amma. That's when you can, Yuchanis, go back in according to Rabbi Eliezer. The other case, however, the Braisa, is when you left the second Amma and you're now currently standing, come Atlas, you're standing on the third Amma. That's where we say, Lo Yuchanis, and there is no steer. So Gemara then says, Vahatani, but don't we have a different Braisa? Quoting again Rabbi Eliezer. The Vahatani, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Afilu Amma Achas, Lo Yuchanis, even if you're one Amma out, it's not going to work. And this is going to be a steer to both understandings, because even if you say you've left one Amma and you're standing on the second Amma, everybody agrees you could be able to go back in. So how do we understand this Braisa? So Gemara says, this Braisa where Rabbi Eliezer says even one Amma outside is not good, you can't go back in, is Kitanya Hahi Limoded, when it comes to measuring. So I'll say this outside, then we'll read this inside. We've been talking about when you left your Tchum, and you're trying to get back in your Tchum. That's where we talk about two Ammas. But let's say I'm trying to get to another Tchum, someone else's Tchum. I'm walking to a city, I'm one Amma from that Tchum, then I'm actually stuck. I was never in my own Tchum. I'm coming from the outside. The Tchum's here. I'm coming from the desert. I'm on again to the new Tchum for Shabbos. I'm one Amma away. I'm stuck. I can't carry over that. As opposed to, if I'm initially in my Tchum, I'm leaving my Tchum, I can return back in. I can recoil back in from two Ammas out. But to join into a Tchum from the outside that I was ever part of, that's where he says, even one Amma away, you're so close to it, one Amma outside, you're ready, no longer good. So let's read that inside again, that the Gemara says, Kitan Yahi Lemoded. When Rabbi Elazar says that you can't, even one Amma out, you can't go in, that's when you're coming from the outside, Lemoded, to measure it. Ditnan Ulemoded Sharmu, when he spoke about measuring a person's Alpaim Amma, Nosin Lo Alpaim Amma, Afil Sof Midaso Kala Bimara. A person can only walk 2,000 Amos. Remember, if you have a Tchum that ends in a city, I can't walk the rest of the city. I can only walk to wherever that line goes. I'm stuck 2,000 amos. I can't walk one extra amma. There's no going beyond that extra area. So, but as opposed to if I left my tchum to go back in, then I'm given two amos extra, but not to go in or beyond the tchum. The mission now says, the last mission in the parak, Masnisin Misha Hichshech Chutz LaTchum, a person who ended up being outside the tchum when Shabbos set in, Afil Amma Achas, even if he's one Amma outside, Leikanis, you can't go in. You're outside the tchum when Shabbos had begun, and you're stuck even if you're just like a couple feet away, you've lost the opportunity. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Rabbi Shimon is much more lenient. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Chamesha Srei Amos Yichanis, even if you're 15 Amos outside the tchum, Yichanis, you're allowed to go in, Shena Meshuchos Mimatzin Es Amidos Mipnei Aton. Because the people who measure the tchum are not so exact. The way it used to work back then, they had a city, and then they go out and measure 2,000 amos, so everyone would know, don't walk beyond this sign here. These are 2,000 amos. So Rabbi Shimon tells us they were not so exact in measuring. I mean, Rashi, the Gemara just points out, and we'll finish with this, Tanas Mibnei Toya Hamida. People would make a mistake. They make the wrong measurements. So when they set up the measurements, this is the end of tchum, they knew that really wasn't a tchum. I still got another, I don't know, 15 feet to go. So when the Mishnah says 15 amos, it was lav dafka. They were off by a significant amount, whatever that amount was, we don't know. But when you're so close to it, and you see the tchum, most likely you're really standing already in the tchum, and you're able to make that jump. Now, I don't know, the Gemara doesn't tell me an exact measure how much you could be leaning, because if you don't pass in this way, pass like a Tanakh Amma, even one Amma outside, you're no good. But there's a sheet of Rabbi Shimon who felt that there was a margin of error that you could rely on. Okay, we'll stop here. Hadron Lach Mishotziu, and I believe the next parak talks about how to calculate the Eruv. It's a very, very hard stuff from what I recall. Measuring the Amos in the strange shaped cities and things of that sort, squares and circles and whatnot. But Mitzvah Hashem, we will do the best with the help of the different resources we have.